Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, this is Blaine O'Shaughnessy with community comment. Uh-oh, inflation still has not peaked. Apparently, most economists were speculating that inflation had indeed peaked. However, on Friday, we found out that inflation increased more than any economist had expected. Well, not exactly every economist, because there is one by the name of Peter Schiff who did see that money printing and easy monetary policy would result in inflation, just like it has in the past. So when the talking heads in the media make the claim that no one saw this coming, it just simply is not true. I'm sure we all realize at this point, though, that the people in the media are just really there to protect the politicians. Sorry to break the news, but we might be in a recession without knowing we're in a recession. In order to qualify technically to be in a recession, you must have two negative GDP quarters in a row. And we've already had one for the first quarter of 2022. Now all we need is another negative quarter to officially be in a recession. So we very well could be in a recession. We just don't officially know it yet. Other breaking news, the S&P 500 just officially entered a bear market, down 21.5% from its highs. The reason I bring this up is because we just had an election, and it's the policies that our elected officials make that have resulted in the economic situations we are facing. Maybe you have heard it said that the proof is in the pudding. Well, how do you like inflation pudding of 8.6% and gas prices almost $7 a gallon? It's wonderful to watch the politicians look for everyone else to blame but themselves. I wonder if there are any politicians to blame. Well, I'm sorry to say that if we keep electing the same politicians, we will keep getting the same pudding. So what happens next when we go into a recession? How will we get ourselves out? Will the solution be to print more money and create more inflation? Or do they have something else in mind for us? Some other solution that is sure to guarantee us less freedoms? One thing is for sure. The politicians are all salivating and pondering how they can be the solution to our problems. This has been Community Comment by Blaine O'Shaughnessy.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.